This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Well, there's been a fresh U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. At least 4 people have been killed in the 5th attack over the past 4 days. Afghan officials say the airstrike took place in the northeastern Kunar province near the border with Pakistan. The latest deaths bring to 22 the number of people who have been killed in recent days. Washington uses its killer drones in several Muslim countries, including Pakistan, Somalia and Yemen. It claims to target Taliban and Al-Qaeda-linked militants, but many of the casualties are civilians. The United Nations has urged the U.S. to be more transparent about its drone strikes. To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Kabul. Now, Faiz, what more do we know about this latest attack?
Well, Kai, it's another deadly day in Kunar province near the border with Pakistan in eastern Afghanistan. 4 people have been killed by another U.S. drone attack. And we have been told that several homes have also been destroyed by this attack. The U.S. military man there in eastern Afghanistan confirmed the attack, saying that they killed terrorists. But local villagers disagree. They say civilians are among the casualties. And it is the latest drone attack. And now the overall number of casualties over the past 4 days by U.S. airstrikes there have reached 22. It's a huge number. And the Afghan officials are saying that they're closely investigating these latest U.S. operations in that part of this country. But I don't think that Afghan officials would be able to convince Americans that these drone attacks are causing civilian casualties, something that has fueled anger among the Afghan people. And the Afghan people are deeply worried about mounting civilian casualties. Yes, we do know that U.S. drone operations affected the militants as well, but the number of civilian casualties is much higher. And if you talk to military experts here in Kabul, they would tell you that these drone attacks brought terror among the Afghan people.
And Faiz, also tell us about the political impact of all of this, not only on the Loya Jirga's upcoming decision, but also on why the Americans might be escalating these drone strikes at this time.
Well, it has become something common now here in Afghanistan, but yes, these latest casualties by the U.S. military operations, especially their drone attacks in the east, are believed to be a huge blow to the talks between Kabul and Washington over the bilateral security deal. It would be too difficult, I believe, for the Americans now to convince the participants of the coming Loya Jirga to give them legal immunity to stay here beyond 2014 deadline. And the Afghan people believe that if they give the go-ahead for the Americans to stay here, there would be more drone attacks and, of course, more casualties.
Okay, Faiz, thanks for that.